Heavenly Father, Lord, we're grateful and we're so thankful for the privilege that you've surely blessed us with tonight to come together. Lord, we never take not one meeting, not one time together, Father, for granted. I would pray, Father, if it be your will, that you would minister and meet the needs of those who are sick and shut in that we've mentioned. Lord, we know of several names, Father, but you already know the hairs on their head. And God, I would just pray, if it be your will, you would touch them in the hospitals and all around the assisted living homes and anywhere they may be, God. Tonight, may you raise them up, encourage them, strengthen them, and heal their bodies, Father, in a way that only you can and will. I thank you, Lord, tonight for the spoken prayer request. I thank you, Lord, for the ones that have been shared. Lord, I pray tonight that you would just touch and heal those that are going even tomorrow morning for surgery. I would pray, God, that you would just minister and allow the doctors to see the miracle that has already taken place in the life of the ones, Father, have been prayed for. Thank you, God, for answering prayer in advance. Thank you for loving us, God. Thank you for meeting our needs in a very special and a very anointed way. I would ask you, God, tonight, if it be your will, that you would just allow this message to just go forth and never return void. God, may you just take these words tonight, Lord, that you placed upon my heart. And may you just lead us and guide us, Father, under paths of righteousness, Father, for your name's sake. God, may you be glorified, lifted, and exalted always for all things. For we ask it all and we surely pray this day and each day. In Jesus' name, amen. If you have your Bibles with you, would you turn with me to the book of Isaiah, the Old Testament book of Isaiah? I'll be in chapter 40 tonight. Isaiah chapter 40. I probably have said it many times before you, but I'll say it again in case you've not heard it. Isaiah is one of my favorite Old Testament books. I find a lot of strength and a lot of grace and a lot of power through the anointing of the Holy Spirit, through the writings that Isaiah has penned and God has given. I'm going to be sharing with you beginning in verse 26. Isaiah 40, beginning in 26. He begins, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number. He calleth them all by names by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, and not one faileth." That's verse 26. And what he's speaking of there is the creation itself. God knows all the stars in the sky. He placed them, each one there. He knows every ant in the ant hills. He knows every hair on your head, praise God, in mine. He placed them there. He counts those, he says. We know that God keeps a tally of each and every one of us, and God also knows our hearts, and I'm so thankful for that also tonight. But he says in his first verse, I want you to hear this again, "Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things." You know, I think that's one thing that we find ourselves falling short so many days of our Christian lives is we never recognize truly where the gifts come from. So many times we'll look around us and figure we're having a great day because everybody was kind to us, and that's a good day. But, you know, we always need to recognize every day that is given to us that is a gift given by God. Every one of those days are. He says, "Who hath created these things, that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by names, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, and not one faileth." You know what? That encourages me. For if the Lord keeps count of all the stars in the heavens, if the Lord has placed them all there, and he keeps track, and the Lord knows that not one of these shall fail, look how much more he loves you and I. Amen. Praise the name of God. It says in verse 27, "Why sayest thou, O Jacob, and speakest, O Israel, my way is hid from the Lord, and my judgment is passed over from my God?" There's a question mark there after the word God. What he's saying is this, why do we always seem to overlook the blessings and the gifts that God has provided us? Why do we seem to always want to look at the things within us before we look at the heavenly things that God has blessed upon us? So many times I think we find ourselves guilty in that manner. It says in verse 28, "Hast thou not known, hast thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding." Love that verse. It's so powerful. It speaks about the fact that we have not many times known. He declares it again. You know, sometimes when I have to think and read about things and study things with my simple mind, beloved, I have to read them many times to really get comprehension of them. I have to stop and think, and I have to stop and pray and say, "Lord, let me have insight. And Lord, help me, if it be your will, let me have understanding of what I'm reading." It was not too many months back, there was a gentleman that had emailed me, and he asked me, he said, "What type of Bible study do you normally do? Because I'd like to do one similar that you do." And I told him, I said, "I do the type where I pray and God tells me what to study." And he just kind of wrote me back kind of laughing, if I could have heard him. And he said, I meant what kind of a formal Bible study. And I told him, I didn't know if the Holy Spirit asked us to read and study a certain verse of Scripture, I didn't know it could be more formal than that. But you know, I thank God for inspiring us, don't you? I thank God for the living Word that I can hold in my hand and you can have in your hands tonight, and we can hold in our hearts, that God has inspired each and every one of us with. So many times, just like verse 28 says, "Hast thou not known?" Question. "Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary, and there is no searching of his understanding?" So many times I think we want to figure out what God is up to, don't we? We do. I can stand here with my hand raised before you and many others and tell you I've wondered many times, what's God going to do? How is God going to answer the prayers I've been praying? Have you prayed that? Sure you have. Have you thought that? Sure you have, each and every one of us. What is God up to? What is God about to do? You know, if there's one thing that I find that God always is on time. It seems like every time we pray and seek God to answer prayer in a certain way, at a certain day, at a certain hour, at a certain time, in a certain situation, God never fails. He never fails, beloved. Once again, there is no searching of his understanding. Verse 29, "He giveth power to the faint, and to them that have no might, he increaseth strength." Those that have no might. The ones that need the great gifts and the blessings of strength, God provides. I want to share with you a true testimony about my life going back some 14 or 15 years ago now. There was a point in my life when I was so physically weak that I wasn't able one morning on a Sunday morning to even drag myself back off the floor and onto the bed to rest. I was so weak. I was going through some medical problems. And, you know, it seemed like things were getting worse instead of better. But I want you to know that God came through. I want you to know that day, that Sunday morning after my precious wife and daughter had gone on to church, I sat there on the side of that bed and got on my knees as best I could. And I found myself after I got on my knees and prayed that I didn't have the strength to even climb back up on the bed again. And I just laid there on that floor. And I just laid there in that silence of that house. And I prayed, "God, Lord, if you're through with me, Lord, I want you to just let me know. And I'm happy and pleased with that. But Lord, if you have anything for me down the road, Lord, I want you to touch me. Lord, if you have a reason and a will for me to live, Lord, I want you to show me that also. Lord, if there's a need in my life or anything that I have done that has interfered with anything that's going on in my health right now, Lord, forgive me of that also, please," I prayed. And you know, I said, "Lord, if you will do this, I want you to understand, Father, one thing. That, Lord, whether I survive this illness, Lord, whether I gain my strength back, either way, I will praise you. And I will thank you, God, for all that you have done. And, Lord, I pray blessings on my precious family." And I said, "I pray in Jesus' name." And you know, no more than I had prayed that prayer, this very chapter of Isaiah came to my mind, these very verses I'm about to read to you. And since then, they've been one of my most powerful verses of encouragement. And you know, it goes like this, and I'll just read them straight through one time if I can. He giveth power to the faint, and to them that hath no might, he increaseth strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise be to God. And you know, I read that verse tonight, and it brings back those memories of my weakness that night. But you know what? I remember the verse also that very evening, and also tonight as I studied and prayed over this message, is in our weakness, He is made strong. Even in our weakness, He is made strong. And you know, so many times I think we always want to look and say, God, You're so mighty. But God, Your mightiness, sometimes, Lord, it doesn't help me any because of my infirmity. Haven't we all thought and prayed that? I think I have. So many times we pray and say, Lord, I know You're mighty. You're the mighty God of all. But God, please just give me enough strength just to make another day. Lord, give me enough strength to just overcome whatever battle and whatever obstacle and problem I have in my physical body or my spiritual being, Lord. Lord, just help me through those matters. And you know, just as I was on the side of that bed on that Sunday morning, so weak I couldn't pull myself onto the mattress, the Lord put these verses in my heart. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles, and they shall run. And you know, when I read that word run, running was the farthest thing that I possibly could have ever thought I could ever do again was run. Because I was so weak and so sick. And He says, and not be weary. Wow. You know, I read that again tonight and I get goosebumps because of the fact I know how weak I was, and I know how weak so many people are that I pray with, and so many people around this world that may hear this message tonight. Some of you may be in this place tonight. You may look at yourself and say, but I'm so weak, Billy. I don't have the strength that I once had. I want you to know tonight, beloved, our strength doesn't come from ourselves. The Bible declares that our strength comes from the Lord. We need to declare that. We need to have hold to that, don't we? And we need to believe that with all of our hearts. He says here, but they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength, and they shall mount up with wings as eagles. What's he speaking of there? He's speaking of the sternness and the steadfastness of the strength of an eagle's wings. I don't know how many of you have ever seen an eagle up close of any type, but I want you to know they're beautiful birds, and they're very strong birds. A very keen eyesight, very powerful birds. But I want you to know the strength that this word testifies from Isaiah here. It shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall run and not be weary. You know what? I can walk sometimes 150 or 200 yards as I do some days. And you know, when I get through, I'm just kind of panting for breath, asking God, Lord, I don't know if I got enough wind in me to go any further or walk any further or maybe exercise any longer. But you know what? God's word here declares to me that one day I won't be weary because I've trusted in Him and His will. And this last part, and they shall walk, being those who trust in the Lord, and they shall walk and not faint. Now, I don't know tonight in this place or whoever may be hearing this message, wherever it may be in this world. I don't know what your infirmity is. I don't know what your heartache or your physical ailment is or problem is. But I just know one thing. God is able. He is able to do abundantly above all we can ever ask or think or even imagine, His word says. Do we trust Him and do we believe Him for those needs that we have in our life every day? Do we? Do we really, is what I ask you tonight as a question in closing, do we really trust God completely with our whole heart, His word declares we should? Do we trust God for the needs that we have in our life? Well, I want you to know if you trust Him tonight completely and with all your heart, this scripture tonight belongs to you. I want you to know tonight, if you've not reached that point in your spiritual walk with God, tonight also belongs to you, because I would believe that God, through these words and the power and the anointing of the Holy Spirit, I believe God would have us all to be raised up so that we can be strong, so that we can walk and not be faint, and so we can mount up with wings like eagles and be strong and steadfast in all the adversity and all the things that may come against each one of us in our life. It wasn't too many days ago, I was at a hospital bed working as I do as a chaplain. And it was in the wee hours of the morning, and I got a sudden call that I needed to go to a room to visit with a lady that was at the very edge of life. And I went in there, and sure enough, this precious lady, she had just gone home to be with the Lord. And I walked in there, and the granddaughter was in the room, and she was just crying, and she just ran up to me and just put her arms around me, and I held her. And I would say she's probably in her 20s, and I held on to her. I said, "Tell me what's wrong. Tell me how you feel." And we went over to the side and stepped out of the room of her grandmother while the nurses attended to her. And she told me this. She said, "You know, she's my only living grandmother, and I love her so much." And I said, "Well, do you love her a whole lot?" She said, "I love her more than anybody understands." And I asked her this question, "Beloved," and I ask you, "Do you love her enough to let God have control of her life? Do you love her enough to let God have control of her life?" Because you see, God had taken her home. I come to find out from talking to her daughter, the deceased daughter, and also some other grandchildren, that this woman loved the Lord with all her heart. And one of the last things she was doing when she was talking to her granddaughter through the night was telling her, "I want you to know Jesus is coming. I believe He's here in this place tonight," she kept telling her granddaughter. "I want you to know that Jesus is here, and I believe He's coming for me." But this young granddaughter, I set her down, and I got on my knees before her, and I looked her in her eyes, and I wiped the tears from her eyes, and I told her, I said, "Young lady, I want you to know one thing. Tonight, your grandmother is with the Lord. And I want you to know tonight, one of the greatest gifts and the greatest blessings that could ever be in your grandmother tonight and her crown of glory is to know as well that one day you'll spend eternity with her and the Lord Jesus." And she said, "Well," she said, "I don't live my life in a way my grandmother did. Some things in my life are not the way they ought to be." And I ask her and I ask you, beloved, any of you listening tonight, one question. Is that because of the way you decide to do, or is it because you believe you don't serve the God that's able? Is that because of the way you decide to live, or is it because you believe you serve a God who is not able to take care of and meet those needs that you have? You see, I believe with all my heart that there's nothing that God can't do if you call upon His name to heal, to touch, and to make things right in your life. I believe there's nothing that God can't do to strengthen you and raise you up. I believe, beloved, there's nothing that God can't do if you call upon His precious name, trust and believe with all of your heart that God is able. I believe God will be able to heal you and set you free of your infirmity, just as He did this precious grandmother in the wee hours of the morning when He called her home. I'm thankful for God answering prayer in that life. I'm thankful for God answering prayer, beloved, in the lives of so many that we know and love. Our own families, our friends, our relatives, our loved ones. Father, we're grateful and we're thankful, God, for the privilege that You have blessed us with tonight, Father, to come together and share this precious text with these wonderful people. We're thankful, God, tonight for the privilege that You have provided us. We're thankful, God, tonight that You have met with us. We're thankful, God, tonight that You have poured out Your grace and strength upon us, God, tonight, as we shared this precious text with these wonderful, wonderful people of God. Oh, Lord, I would ask tonight, God, if anyone may hear this message, anyone may, Father, be in our presence tonight, may the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost speak to their hearts, and may the power of God be manifest in their lives. Father God, may You heal and touch, and may You bring back, Father, to full health those that are walking around this day, Father, with infirmities or whatever that infirmity may be, God. I believe with all my heart tonight, Father, that You are able to set them free. Thank you, Lord, tonight for answering so many prayers. Thank you, God, tonight for healing those that are sick and shut in. God, I would pray a very, very special prayer, Lord, that you would also heal and bring back unto your fold, Father, those that are backslidden, those that are lost, and those that are without Christ Jesus tonight as Lord and Savior. God, may you just reach down from heaven's glory, God, and may, God, you just draw them unto you through the power of conviction, God. May they just know and feel upon their lives and their spirit that ever efficacious blood from the shed blood of the cross on the hill called Calvary of your beloved Son Jesus Christ. May it be manifest tonight, God, in their heart and their lives, Father. And may, God, you save their souls from their sin. Thank you, Lord God, for answering prayer tonight. Thank you, God, again, Father, for being with us today. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done, what you will do, what you continue to do, God, if we place our faith and our trust completely and wholly within you. We love you tonight, Father, and we thank you for loving us first. We thank you for blessing us, leading us, and guiding us. We ask and we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
This concludes tonight's live worship service. We pray that by the power of the Holy Spirit, each one listening has been blessed through the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us back again next week for another live outreach worship service as we together continue praising Jesus Christ. Those tonight who have made decisions to follow Christ, desiring additional biblical resources, or anyone with special prayer concerns, are personally invited to visit the Praising Jesus Ministry website. The web address is www.praisingjesus.org. That address again is www.praisingjesus.org. We want to thank each of you tonight for listening. We invite you back again next week as together we seek God to guide, mold, and speak to our hearts and lives through the power of the Holy Spirit. Good night, and may God bless each of you, is my prayer.